USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Democrat governor of California, Gavin Newsom, recall will take place this fall. This Sherman Oaks bar owner was shut down, all the while Newsom's policies allowed a TV production company to stay open 50 feet away with nearly an identical setup. Angela Marchson on Fox News.
This is our chance as a state to say, no, we're going to hold you accountable, and you are now fired.
Recall organizer Randy Economy says the signatures for recall were bipartisan.
So again, this has not been a Republican movement. It's not been a Democratic movement. It's been a California movement. We can't live in a one-party state forever, and I think those days are going to be over with, and thank goodness we've gotten to this point. I'm so excited.
On the eve of his 100 days in office, President Biden will deliver his first address to a joint session of Congress on Wednesday night. It'll take place at 9 p.m. Eastern on most networks. This is USA Radio News.
America's great cities are in deep trouble. Businesses are closing, taxpayers fleeing, and police are defunded as crime and homelessness rise. It's a dangerous time in big cities like New York, L.A., Chicago, Seattle, San Francisco, and more. All this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax TV, exposing the real truth in his series, Cities on Fire. Every night, Rob Schmidt gives you the real news you won't hear anywhere else. So watch Rob Schmidt tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern and see his Cities on Fire special. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, and LG. Or tune in on Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube Live. And millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax TV app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest-growing cable news channel, because Newsmax is real news for real people.
Lawmakers in Washington are gearing up to combat the cartels taking advantage of the new border policies set by President Biden. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Department of Homeland Security is out with a new plan targeting the cartels that are behind the rush of human smuggling at the southern border. It's winning praise from Republicans like Louisiana Congressman Clay Higgins, the ranking member on the Homeland Security Subcommittee on Border Security.
Every child they smuggle or use to distract from their loads of drugs and sex trafficking makes them more emboldened.
There are 10 major drug cartels identified in Central America. The United States has been placed on a list of countries Russia considers to be unfriendly, despite optimism of a summit between the two countries this summer. Also named unfriendly, Ukraine, Lithuania, Poland, Latvia, Czech Republic, Estonia, United Kingdom, and the country of Georgia. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New technology with implants can help paralyzed veterans walk again. Veteran Joshua Birch describes the night he became paralyzed.
And I went to Guam to help assist the Air Force because our aircraft were there. And one of the nights I was there, I don't even remember what happened. I just know I woke up the next morning outside on the ground, unable to move.
Mr. Birch on Fox News says he thought he would never walk again.
No, not at all.
Spinal cord injury research chief Dr. Ashraf Gorgi talks about the program.
We started this 5 years ago when we started our exoskeleton program, and our exoskeleton program just led us to this fantastic implantation epidural stimulation using a different type of epidural stimulation called percutaneous leads, definitely the results start to show up from day one when we start to regain some motor activities in their legs, which was very fantastic for them to see their legs moving after all these years of paralysis.
Dr. Rob Trainer performed the surgery.
So implantable spinal cord stimulators have been around for 70 years, so we're really for pain. So we're really leveraging existing technology for societal need. There's two phases to this particular implant. One, we do a trial with 2 8 contact leads. We map out which contact will activate different muscle groups, and if the patient passes a trial, we do a full implantation with a battery placed under the skin during the operation.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.